You're listening to Unhooked. On today's episode, is your current approach to life working for you? Having the courage to admit when you're out of alignment and starting to make a change. So, stay tuned.
One, two, three, four.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Lipkowitz, and with over 12 years of meditation experience as a mindfulness trainer and coach for high performers, I've become obsessed with helping people break free from compulsive, unhealthy behaviors and addictions and step into a life of true freedom so that they can finally become their best selves and cultivate deeper and lasting fulfillment. I've created Unhooked, the Breaking Porn Addiction podcast, to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to master your mind and optimize your life. This is Unhooked. Hello, friends. I am back from my silent meditation retreat in the mountains. 10 days of no speaking, reading, or writing, no electronics, no eye contact with the other participants, only 10 hours a day of sitting meditation, practicing Vipassana or insight meditation. At some point, I do plan to do a debrief on the experience to share with you all what I've learned this time around. As I've mentioned before, it's not my first rodeo. I've done this almost 18 times now. But each time there is a new lesson, a new learning, a new insight. And I'm still letting the dust settle on this one. And we'll do some more reflecting in the coming days and be sharing that on a future episode. But today, what I want to talk about is something that inevitably all of us must face at one time or another, or possibly multiple times in our recovery and in our lives. And that is about having the courage to admit when things aren't actually going the way you want. To admit to yourself that something is out of alignment, something is not quite right in the way that you're living. Maybe admitting to yourself when you're not acting fully in accordance with your moral values, your ethical principles. Something is wrong, and having the courage to admit that. This is often more important for what we might call the gray areas in life, where it's not so obviously out of line. You know, if you are using hardcore drugs, you know, crystal meth, and you are, wasting your life away, some of these ones are more obvious. Kind of when your life is out of alignment, when your life is not working. But it might be something more in the gray area, something around maybe, you know, your social media use, how you're showing up at work, how you're showing up in your relationships, your day-to-day habits, the ways that you might still seek validation from maybe attractive women who are not your significant other, the ways that you're suppressing your feelings and not expressing your needs to your partner. There are so many examples of how your life might be out of alignment. Your life might be not what you want. You know, it could be that you're staying in a job that you have no passion for and there's no future with. And you're just staying there because you don't have the courage to admit that it's not what you truly want. So there are many ways to describe this. One is just simply being ignorant and being delusional. So not seeing how bad it actually is. Not seeing how far you are from living your fullest potential. Not realizing, for example, that you're spending 5 hours a day on Instagram. Maybe you just don't know how much you're spending on Instagram. Or not realizing how much greater you would feel if you were exercising regularly or eating a healthier diet. So part of this might just be ignorance, you know, not realizing how bad your life has gotten. But it could also be that you're in denial, that you're sugarcoating how bad things are. So you might be aware that you spend 5 hours a day on Instagram, but you're kind of saying, oh, it's not that bad. It could be much worse. I'm actually doing just fine like this. Or maybe about exercise. It's, well, maybe I don't need to exercise that much, and maybe I don't need to eat that healthy. So there can be this aspect of being in denial, not really admitting to yourself that it's as bad as it is. And again, there are so many different ways that this could manifest itself. I've just mentioned a few, but to check in with yourself, check in with your own life and kind of see what it is for you. What are the ways that your life is out of alignment? So the first step in fixing this problem is about seeing clearly. You know, seeing what are the ways that your life is not working for you, that your life is out of alignment. And there are a few things that can help with this. The first thing that can help is simply having some time away from your day-to-day life. So, you know, the reason that I'm bringing this up, the reason that this is the episode for today is for myself, I just came back from a silent retreat. You know, going on retreat is an amazing time to get clarity on where you actually are, to put things into perspective. You can see things more clearly when you take that time away from your life, when you're not just going in the flow of your duties and responsibilities, and you're not swept up in the currents of what you need to get done. You can actually have some time to see more clearly the ways you're showing up, the ways you're behaving, what you're spending your time on. So one of the things that can help with seeing clearly is taking time away. So you can go on a retreat. It can also just be taking, you know, a day without your phone, or maybe a couple hours without your phone, where you go on a hike in nature. Travel can also do this, you know, getting yourself outside of your normal environment and putting yourself in a brand new environment can help shine a light on some things. Another thing that can help is journaling or reflecting. And there's a lot of ways to do this one as well. So you might journal on what are your values? You know, what do you deeply value in life? And are you living in alignment with those values? If you do this journaling practice and you realize that one of your deep values is being of service or living a healthy life, you know, then you can check in and say, is my life in alignment with these values? You know, is there any aspect of my life that's actually doing these things that are important to me? Or am I just saying these are my values, giving lip service to it, but not actually living it? So if you realize that living a, you know, physically healthy life is important to you, treating your body like a temple, but you're not actually eating good food, you're, you know, putting junk food in your body, you're not exercising, you're not taking care of the body, you know, that can be a sign as well. Another way to do journaling or reflecting is some of the envisioning practices that I talk about in my Unhooked course. So, you know, one example of this is envisioning your future. If you don't make a change, if you keep going down this path, where are you headed? And again, you have to simply take the time to sit back and reflect on these things, because we are all so busy in the modern age, you know, the modern society. There's so many things to get done, bills to pay, work to do, people to catch up with. It's hard to actually take the time to get clarity on these questions unless you carve out the time for it. So thinking about where you are headed in the future, if you keep up with some of these habits of yours, you know, if you keep up with 5 hours a day on Instagram, if you stay in this dead-end job that you don't like, if you continue to not express your emotions, if you continue to suppress your feelings, where is this going to lead you? And the flip side of that is, where do you want to go? You know, part of this having the courage to admit when your life is out of alignment is actually knowing what is a fully lived life. What is your fullest potential? What is the ideal situation? So getting clarity on these can help you discover and get clarity on whether or not you are out of alignment. The third thing that you can do to start to see more clearly is getting honest feedback from people in your life. Feedback from friends, feedback from coaches or therapists or mentors, but actually getting called out on some of your shit. And for this, you need people who can actually be honest with you. And it's why having friends in your life who know how to have difficult conversations, who know how to speak the truth and speak honestly, even if it might hurt your feelings, those kind of friends are invaluable. And if you don't have those friends, you know, this is the reason to have something like a coach or have something like a mentor, someone who can call you out and who knows you, who knows what's going on in your life, knows what your insecurities are, your triggers, your self-sabotage mechanisms. So getting feedback from friends, from coaches, from therapists, because again, this sometimes we're too close to our own problems to see it. This is something that I know very, very well. You can think that you're doing fine, but everyone else can see that you're actually kind of stuck on something, struggling with this thing, and you're not actually as far along as you think you are. So when you're too close to your own problem, you need outside support, you need outside perspectives to help you see more clearly. The final thing, the fourth thing I want to say about how to get clarity on whether or not you're out of alignment is simply your life experience. Life experience can be a great teacher for when you are not living in alignment with your truth, in alignment with your values, with your ethics, your moral principles. When things go wrong, you know, that it can really just, it should shine a light and say, hey, okay, why did this go wrong? Is there some way that I'm actually not living the way I should be living? And so to just check in on that, it's like, okay, what's going on in my life that might be nudging me and trying to give me a sign that I need to make a change, that I need to shift? So for example, the exercise one, you know, if you are overweight, if you have physical health problems coming up, you're getting diabetes, you're getting metabolic disorders, you're having back problems, that might be a sign. You know, one of my clients has struggled with back problems for much of his life, and that was a sign. It's like, oh, okay, maybe I am not eating as well as I should be. Maybe I'm not exercising and stretching and doing yoga as often as I should be. And that was a sign. I remember hearing this one podcast episode about depression and about the way that we medicate away depression. We medicate away some of these things. And it was a very interesting perspective that they brought up, that things like anxiety, depression, sadness, they are there for a reason. Evolutionarily, they're there as a signal that something is wrong and something needs to be addressed. If you are depressed, it is a sign from your body. It is a sign from your mind, hey, something is wrong that you need to address. You need to change something about the way you're living. So that is, you know, the last way to kind of get that clarity is to say, okay, am I really deeply fulfilled? Or is there something going on in my life that can be a signal that, hey, maybe I need to make a change here? Because the thing is, if your current way of life isn't working, you have to do something different. You have to change it up. There is a quote from Albert Einstein that many of you know. He said, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting different results. How many of us are doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results, expecting things to be different? If your habits are working against you, if your relationships keep failing, if you are going back to the same bad habit again and again and again, it's probably a sign that whatever strategy or approach to life you're using, including not having a strategy at all, just isn't working. And it might be a strategy that works for others. You know, the key here is to find what works for you. So for example, maybe 12-step programs worked for your friend and work for other people, but maybe it doesn't work for you, and that's okay. Maybe practicing moderation, you know, with alcohol or with social media works for your friend, but not for you. And again, that's okay. So we have to have the courage to admit when our plan isn't working. And that's tough because it feels like defeat. It feels like failure, you know, to admit that we're not actually happy, to admit that we're not actually feeling fulfilled. But there is no failure unless you stop trying, unless you give up. Pivoting to try something different is actually a good idea if you're not getting the results you want, right? So some tips on this is you can't always think your way into right action. Sometimes you have to act your way into right thinking. What that means is that sometimes you just need to take action, to not wait for motivation to be there, to not wait for the perfect plan to fall into place or the perfect idea, but just to get up and go for a walk or do some push-ups or sign up to that gym membership without overthinking it, sign up to that retreat, or to, you know, have an uncomfortable conversation and not know how it's going to go. Another note on this is sometimes you're not in denial. Sometimes you know it's a problem, but you're procrastinating, or you're waiting for someone else to fix it. You're waiting for something to change. You know, as soon as the new year starts, then I'll start fixing my relationship. But part of this process of having the courage to admit when your life is out of alignment is taking full ownership, taking extreme ownership of your life. So you can't wait. You know, one of these quotes that I love and just keeps coming to my mind is, if not now, when? If not now, when? If you are not going to make a change now, when are you going to make a change? You know, and maybe there's some actual rational thing that you have where, okay, I can't actually make a change now, and I actually can start my change 5 days from now because it aligns with certain things in my calendar, and that actually does make sense. But for many of us, the when is some vague thing in the future. Tomorrow, when things get better, when things get easier, when I feel more motivated, you know, there's this kind of vague thing where we're pushing it off into the future. And so you have to take ownership. You know, once you admit that your life is not working, once you admit that something is out of alignment, something, some habit of yours is not supporting you, then you have to really get serious and say, no, this is my responsibility. How am I going to make a change? And where am I going to go? So that is what I wanted to talk about today, is having that courage to admit when your life is out of alignment. And again, a lot of this work is the emotional aspect of, it's going to be hard to admit that you were wrong. It's going to be hard to admit that you're not perfect. It's going to be hard to admit that you don't have the greatest habits in the world and to say, gosh, yeah, I actually need to make a change. And if you can have that humility, it's one of the greatest characteristics you can have. It's one of the things that's going to support your self-development more than anything else, is the humility, you know, being humble and saying, yes, I do need to make a change. I'm not where I want to be. So that is the episode for today. As always, if you'd like to support the show, the best way to do it is to leave a review or to share an episode, your favorite episode, with a friend, with a network, with a community. You know, my goal for this podcast, my aspiration is just to reach as many people as I can, to start bringing this topic of addiction, porn addiction, all the things that we talk about on this podcast, to more people. So if you can help me do that, if you can leave a review, if you can share an episode with a friend, it always does make a huge, huge difference. So that is it for today. Signing off from another beautiful day in Cape Town, South Africa. We'll catch you on the next episode.